Chapter 1. Basic Training. Fort Jackson, South Carolina. One day after my 19th birthday was my first day of independence away from my polio-surviving, disabled mother. I had enlisted in the U.S. Army, and I was ready to go. I can honestly say that I don't remember a birthday card, cake, or present the previous day, but I do remember walking out of my mother's apartment and feeling my mother's eyes burning on my back as the Army recruiter and I walked down the sidewalk. My heart was fluttering as I passed the teens playing skelly and some little girls jumping double dutch, and farther away I could see my friend Wanda Mercado racing the boys and dusting them one at a time like we often did. Kevin and Tony were in their usual spot on the long blue bench playing chess. No one seemed to notice I was leaving on this unusually pleasant day in February, and I didn't say goodbye to anyone because I don't like saying it to people I care about. Not to mention, I was going off to war, and I might not return. I was determined to branch out on my own, to expand my associations beyond. My friends Leslie Simmons, Air Force, Daryl Graham, Marine, Emmeline Stewart, Army, Tammy Graves, Army, Junie Martin, Army, Robert Pico, Marine, Sean Gaynor, Navy, Quanice Cook, Army, Keith Fields, Army, Colin Carr, Army, Alfonso Swilly, Army, Leonard James, Army, Tyrone Swilly, Army, and several other childhood friends enlisted without hesitation. I enlisted after not getting into the Juilliard School of Music, and my Erasmus Hall Academy of the Arts high school guidance counselor telling me I wasn't college material. After not hearing from Kenyon, I enrolled at the Heffley and Brown Secretarial Business School for a year, obtained some shorthand, typing, and clerical skills, giving me something in the military of value to do. After arriving at Fort Hamilton, I was escorted into a large area with four rows, 20 women and men on each row. A commissioned officer entered and began to speak to us about the oath of enlistment. The officer began to read the oath of enlistment to the 80 men and women, and we repeated, "I, Norma Denise Davis, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic." Before we could finish, a young, white, skinny man fainted, but little did he know that once we recited the oath twice, we were officially inducted into the U.S. Army, unless he had a medical condition that the doctors didn't catch. The next stop was the processing center that was extremely bright and loud, with sergeants screaming and yelling orders. Each soldier received their money green duffel bag with your name and serial number, dog tags, camouflage uniforms, battle dress uniforms, BDU, black jump boots, green prickly wool socks, green t-shirts, green water bottle, and camouflage outer jacket. We were then shuffled off to another long line, one side for the men and the other side for the women. The men were getting their hair shaved down to peach fuzz, while the women laughed and giggled as some men began to cry. The women were getting inoculated and also crying. I watched as the nurse stood on one side with a large needle shaped like a gun and pulled the trigger of different vaccines into a female soldier's arm. That shit hurt! The nurse simply walked over to the next gun sitting on a medical tray. "You ready for the next one?" "Hell no!" Everybody burst into laughter. I wasn't laughing because I was next. As the nurse was picking up the first gun and another nurse walked over to help, I had to ask, "Can I get both at the same time?" The nurses looked at one another and said, "Sure, why not?" Both women walked on each side of me and placed both guns up to my arms. "Are you ready? 3, 2, 1."